Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches indigenous 4G services, marking India's entry into a league of few nations fully capable of building their own telecom network. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on entire network of Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. 13 people killed in stampede during a political rally at Karur in Tamil Nadu. UNESCO recognizes cold desert of Himachal Pradesh as its newest biosphere reserve. India clinches 2 gold on the final day, taking total medal tally to 7 in World Para Archery Championship in South Korea. And in the 12th World Para Athletics in Delhi, Shailesh Kumar bags gold in men's high jump on the very first day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched over 97,500 new 4G mobile towers across India, including 92,600 towers equipped with fully indigenous technology as part of a major push to expand digital infrastructure. The towers, installed by BSNL at a cost of approximately 37,000 crore rupees, are expected to bring high-speed internet to 30,000 additional villages. While announcing the rollout during his day-long visit to Jharsuguda in Odisha, Prime Minister Modi said India had missed the bus on 2G, 3G and 4G technologies. He further said BSNL's indigenously developed 4G network now places India among the few nations capable of building and supporting its own telecom networks.
हमारे लिए गौरव की बात है कि हमारे BSNL ने अपने ही देश में पूरी तरह स्वदेशी 4G टेक्नोलॉजी विकसित कर ली है. अपनी मेहनत, अपनी लगन, अपनी कुशलता से BSNL ने नया इतिहास रच दिया है.
In his address to the public, Mr. Modi emphasized the government's reform since 2014. He said following the introduction of GST in 2017, tax burden has significantly reduced for the citizens.
आज जब आपने मुझे सेवा का मौका दिया, 12 लाख रुपए तक की सालाना कमाई पर एक रुपया भी टैक्स नहीं देना पड़ता. अभी इस 22 सितंबर से देश में ओडिशा में जीएसटी के नए रिफॉर्म भी लागू हुए हैं. इन सुधारों ने आप सभी को जीएसटी बचत उत्सव का उपहार दिया है.
Prime Minister Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express between Odisha's Brahmapur and Udhna in Surat in Gujarat and announced major upgrade for 2 medical colleges, that is MKCG Medical College in Brahmapur and Vimsar in Burla Sambalpur, transforming them into world-class super speciality hospitals. Highlighting Odisha's potential, Mr. Modi said recent approval for 2 semiconductor units and plans for a semiconductor park marked a significant leap in the state's industrial growth. This decade will be prosperous for Odisha, he added, crediting the state's progress to the double-engine government of the centre and the state.
हम देख रहे हैं ओडिशा डबल इंजन की रफ्तार से आगे बढ़ने लगा है. आज फिर एक बार ओडिशा के विकास के लिए, देश के विकास के लिए हजारों करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट का काम शुरू हुआ है. आज से BSNL का नया अवतार भी सामने आया है. BSNL की स्वदेशी 4G सर्विसेज लॉन्च हुई है.
The Prime Minister also inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees. The projects span across various sectors including telecommunications, railways, higher education, healthcare, skill development and rural housing, among others. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, present at the event, hailed Prime Minister Modi as the world's most popular leader and a source of inspiration for the state's 4.5 crore residents. Ahead of the Bihar Assembly elections, senior BJP leader and party's election in charge, Dharmendra Pradhan launched a door-to-door public outreach campaign from Patna. During the outreach drive, he also appealed to people to adopt Swadeshi indigenous products. He also sought people's feedback regarding the benefits they are receiving from the schemes of the central and state governments. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today alleged that the Congress and Rashtriya Janata Dal, RJD, want to give voting rights to infiltrators. Mr. Shah said this is why both opposition parties are levelling false accusations against the Election Commission. Addressing BJP workers and leaders in Forbes Ganj of Araria district, Mr. Amit Shah said that Congress leader Rahul Gandhi tried to mislead people in Bihar by taking out a march against the Special Intensive Revision SIR campaign. He clarified that in the SIR, the name of no valid voter has been deleted. He added that the NDA alliance led by the BJP enjoys the people's trust because it has provided corruption-free governance.
The first Diwali is to be celebrated on the day Lord Sri Ram returned to Ayodhya. The second Diwali was celebrated just yesterday when Prime Minister Modi deposited 10,000 each in the bank accounts of our Jivika Didis. The third Diwali is to celebrate the fact that Modi ji, through GST, has reduced the prices of more than 395 items by 15% to 20%. And the fourth Diwali, we will celebrate by forming BJP-led NDA government with more than 160 seats.
NDA Bhajpa Sarkar Banakar Manane.
Meanwhile, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, during his election campaign in Patna, addressed the Karpuri Ati Pishra Adhikar Samvad. Mr. Yadav claimed that the people of Bihar have decided to remove the BJP and JDU-led government from power. At least 13 persons have lost their lives due to a stampede in a massive roadshow of actor-politician Vijay at Karur in Tamil Nadu. The marathon rally went on for more than 3 hours with people of all ages rushing to have a sight of the actor. The actor and founder of the party Tamilaga Vetri Karagam had called for a roadshow today. State Health Minister M. Subramanian confirmed that 13 people have lost their lives and said the government has called in doctors from nearby districts to assist the hospitals at Karur. GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, which commenced on the 22nd of this month, is benefiting all sections of society. The next generation GST reforms represent a significant step towards simplifying India's indirect tax system. The reforms are bringing substantial relief to citizens by reducing the tax rate on various goods and services. A report.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government announced a major reduction in the tax on sports goods, slashing the tax rate from 12% to 5%. This move is intended to make sports equipment more affordable, boost domestic manufacturing, and encourage greater participation in sports across the country. The decision is expected to benefit consumers directly while also promoting fitness and healthier lifestyle. Under GST 2.0, tax rate on bicycles has also been reduced from 12% to 5%. This step is aimed at promoting affordability, accessibility, and sustainable mobility. To further support this initiative, the tax rate on bicycle parts has been brought down from 12% to 5%. This rationalization under the next generation of GST reforms is seen as a significant measure to encourage cheaper mobility options and increase the use of bicycles among students, fitness enthusiasts, and young professionals. On 21st of this month, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his address to the nation, urged citizens to buy Swadeshi products to support domestic industries, small manufacturers, local artisans, and MSMEs. With Saklin Akhtar, Ishani Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You are with us on the news at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 126th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government has strengthened the spirit of unity and diversity, weaving cultures, traditions and people-to-people bonds through the Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat initiative.
Our country is home to hundreds of dialects and numerous languages. Every region has its own unique attire and cuisine. Yet, there is something that binds us all together. To strengthen this spirit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015 shared the powerful message of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat.
Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. Kalpana ye hai, har varsh apne rajya ko kisi ek rajya ke saath har rajya jode. Maan lijiye, Haryana tay kare ki 2016 hum Tamil Nadu se judenge. तो 2016 में हरियाणा में स्कूलों में बच्चों को कम से कम 100 वाक्य तमिल भाषा के सिखाए जाए, हर बच्चे को तमिल का एक गीत सिखाया जाए, एक साल भर हरियाणा में तमिलनाडु चलता रहे और तमिलनाडु में हरियाणा चलता रहे, देश की एकता को जोड़ने का, देश के अन्य राज्यों को पहचानने का, अन्य भाषाओं को जानने का एक सहज उपक्रम बनेगा.
For centuries, Indian culture and traditions have united the entire nation. Local products carry the essence of their soil, and not only do they preserve regional uniqueness, they also serve as a bridge connecting one state to another.
मेरे प्यारे देशवासियों, हमारा भारत जिस तरह अपनी क्षेत्रीय, भाषाई और सांस्कृतिक विविधता के लिए जाना जाता है, उसी तरह कला, शिल्प और कौशल की विविधता भी हमारे देश की एक बड़ी खूबी है. आप जिस क्षेत्र में जाएंगे वहां की कुछ न कुछ खास और लोकल चीज के बारे में आपको पता चलेगा.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर हैज ऑफन अर्ज्ड पीपल टू एम्ब्रेस दीज ट्रेजर्स व्हिच ड्रॉ पीपल क्लोजर टू वन अनदर. एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत इज एन इनिशिएटिव दैट अलाउज पीपल फ्रॉम वन स्टेट to experience the culture and folk traditions of another, not just from a distance, but with a sense of warmth and personal connection.
The BRICS ministers of foreign affairs have condemned the terrorist attack in Jammu and Kashmir's Pahalgam on the 22nd of April in the strongest terms. The BRICS ministers of foreign affairs held their annual meeting on the sidelines of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly in New York yesterday. The meeting was chaired by India in its capacity as the incoming BRICS chair for 2026. The Cold Desert Biosphere Reserve in Himachal Pradesh has been inducted into the UNESCO World Network of Biosphere Reserves. The announcement was made at the World Congress of Biosphere Reserves in Hangzhou, China, highlighting the region's significance as a model for sustainable development. First designated a national biosphere reserve in 2009, the Cold Desert now becomes India's 13th site in the global network. In cricket, arch rivals India and Pakistan will face off in the Asia Cup final tomorrow at the Dubai International Stadium at 8 p.m. IST. While the two nations share one of cricket's fiercest rivalries and have met numerous times in the Asia Cup, this will be the first time in the 41-year history of the tournament that they contest the trophy in the final. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches indigenous 4G services, marking India's entry into a league of few nations fully capable of building their own telecom network. Prime Minister to share his thoughts in Man Ki Baat program on entire network of Akashwani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. 13 people killed in stampede during a political rally at Karur in Tamil Nadu. UNESCO recognizes Cold Desert of Himachal Pradesh as its newest biosphere reserve. And in the 12th World Para-Athletics in Delhi, Shailesh Kumar bags gold in men's high jump on the very first day. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.